Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Βασίλη, μας έρχεσαι πάλι στην Αυστραλία σε λίγες μέρες και πάντα είναι χαρά μας έτσι να σε υποδεχόμαστε. Για σήμερα λοιπόν θα ξεκινήσω κάπως διαφορετικά την κουβέντα μας, γιατί έχουμε μιλήσει πολλές φορές για σένα. Θα προσπαθήσω να ξεκινήσουμε σήμερα με λίγο χιούμα, αν μπορώ, με λίγο χιούμορ.
With a little humor, I'm going to give you a little bit of humor. You're in luck. Today is your little humor day. So you have good tiki, as you see, yeah, it's great to be coming back to Australia, and I'm very excited, to be quite honest with you. Eko to kenurio programa, I yaya den pezi. That was my yaya's catchphrase. Every time when she would throw her pantoflas to kefali mu, she'd look at me and she goes, I yaya den pezi. So I said, okay, so this show is going to be about my yaya, my papu, my mother and father, their relationship with each other, and how my father feared my mother, and how I fear my wife. There's no two ways about it, fovame. That's what keeps our marriage together, fear.
Vasily, πρόσφατα, recently, είχα μια συζήτηση με έναν συνάδελφό σου. I had a conversation with a colleague of yours from Cyprus. Με συνάδελφό σου από την Κύπρο. Και τον ρώτησα κάθε πότε γράφει καινούριο σενάριο, ας πούμε. How often does he write a new script? Και μου είπε ότι στην Αμερική, επειδή είναι μεγάλη χώρα και να πας από το ένα σημείο μέχρι το άλλο παίρνει πολύ χρόνο, μπορούν οι stand-up comedians να γράφουν new script κάθε 4 χρόνια. Στην Κύπρο όμως και στην Ελλάδα, επειδή είναι πιο μικρός ο τόπος, πρέπει να γράφουν κάθε 1,5 με 2 χρόνια καινούριο script. Εσύ πώς το βλέπεις αυτό? Κάθε πόσο καιρό πρέπει να αλλάζεις?
You know, I got to be honest with you, Sam. It has to put Anglica so you can understand and so all the audience can understand. Your show as a whole evolves. It evolves. It goes from one point to another point to another point, and you retire certain pieces that you don't use anymore. It's like if you were to see Frank Sinatra, you know, the audience wants to see some of the old standards. So if you were to go and see when Frank Sinatra was alive, and if he didn't sing New York, New York, people would throw their papucha at him, okay? They want to see some of the old standards. But the thing is, you have to tweak it and change it a little bit and move it around and add more material to it and go ahead. If you don't do that, you're going to lose them. You know, they're going to walk out of your show. So the beauty of my show has always been, and I'm very excited, is I love to work the crowd. If I have 500 people in my audience, if I have 1,000 people, like last night we had 1,700 on this ship that were at my show. And I went into the audience, and I love having fun with them. May it be, you know, Angelica, Elinica, Demimiazi, it's going to be the same fun all the time. And when you work the crowd, and you do understand when I say work the crowd, you go in and you poke fun at them, you talk about what they do for a living. Oti Naimi, did you wind up getting beat, by your yaya? You just can't do straight material all the time because you're going to lose your audience. They want to see the personality and how things change all the time. When I'm in Australia, I love it. It doesn't matter if I'm in South Australia and I talk about, going from the border, from one border to another, and they stop me because of the tsetse fly. I don't know, a tsetse fly? You're going to get me for a tsetse fly. And I talk about that, and this is what the people love, to take the current information that's going on, work it into the audience, and you have fun with them. And that's the whole beauty of it. If you're just looking for straight material, oh, hell, just go ahead and watch my videos. But if you want a live, interactive show that's going to change every show, you got to come see Vasily. Ο Βασίλης θα έχει αυτά τα πράγματα.
Εγώ, Βασίλη, επειδή σε έχω δει, Ξέρω ότι μπορεί στο μυαλό σου να έχεις ένα, δύο, τρία πράγματα, αλλά τα περισσότερα τα φτιάχνεις, τα διαμορφώνεις, τα αλλάζεις εκείνη την ώρα.
Oh, yeah. You have to, I refer to it then, in Asupotina Yitya, as basalizing the material. You basalize it. Because, you know, το όνομα μου είναι Βασίλης, είναι στα ελληνικά, και αγγλικά το φωνάζουν basal. So when I go there and I take a very, very strong piece of material and then I change it because I might be, I don't know, I might be somewhere, like I might be at Fairy Meadows, or I might be in Belmore, or I might be in Geelong, or I might be wherever. You got to take whatever the local area is offering, and you go ahead and you talk about it in your show, and how it would affect your father, your mother, your ο παππούς, ό,τι να είναι. Και τώρα άκουσε, τα ελληνικά που μιλάει είναι όλα σπασμένα ελληνικά. Τίποτα σπουδαίο, σαν σου είπα πριν. Και I try, and people sometimes laugh because τα λέω ανάποδα. And that's okay, because at least I'm trying. I was born in America. I went to Greek school for one day because I got kicked out. Because εγώ ήξερα τα ελληνικά πιο καλύτερα μικρά που πήγαινε στο ελληνικό σχολείο. Και εγώ νόμιζα γιατί πρέπει εγώ να πάω στο ελληνικό σχολείο. So I just didn't care. And who knew? I thought I was going to be a lawyer. For God's sakes, daughter, what am I doing? I'm a comedian and I'm entertaining back in Australia for the Yaya Don't Play Tour, and I love it, Sammy.
Καλά.
I love it.
Και πολύ καλά κάνεις. Θέλω να σε ρωτήσω το εξής. Μας είπες ότι είσαι σε ένα καράβι, σε ένα κρουαζιερόπλοιο, cruise ship. Είναι με Έλληνες, yeah. Είναι με Ελληνοαμερικανούς, τι ακριβώς?
Όχι. And they're all from all over. They're throughout Europe, Asia, Αμερικανοί, ό,τι να είναι. They're all there, and we went through all the Greek islands. So πήγαμε let me see. We went to Thessaloniki. We went up to Athena, Thessaloniki. Πήγαμε στη, let me see, where else did we go? We went to Santorini, which was beautiful. Mykonos, which was beautiful. We came to Kousadasi, and Kousadasi is a nice city in Asupatina Yitya. It's very nice. I've been to, I mean, just about everywhere throughout the island. Και εγώ είμαι νησιώτης, so πατέρας μου είναι Ανδριώτης, η μητέρα μου Καριωτίνα. Και, you know, so πάμε πίσω και πέρα, και εγώ πάω στην Ελλάδα 2-3 φορές το χρόνο. Και για μένα είναι πολύ, it's a beautiful thing when you can go back home. To go ahead and see the people and see how they react to each other. To me, it's just wonderful. It really is, Demi.
Να σε ρωτήσω, Βασίλη, αν έπρεπε να κάνεις stand-up comedy, κωμωδία, μόνο με αστεία για το ελληνικό φαγητό, ποιο πιάτο νομίζεις θα έφερνε έτσι πιο πολύ γέλιο? If you had to stand up, to do a stand-up show, only about Greek food.
Yeah,
which dish?
It. Naturally, it's going to be fakir.
Naturally.
Naturally, it's going to be fakir because the plural of fakir is fuck yes. And I used to laugh because we could not say when I was a kid, because my mother goes, do you boys want fakir? And we'd start laughing because of the sexual overtones. And we're like, yeah, we want fakir, sure. So my mom couldn't say fakir to us anymore. She had to call it lentil soup. So she goes, do you boys want lentil soup? And then we'd look at her in the floor and go, fuck yes. And she goes, I know what you little bastards are doing. So she knew. But the funny part is with my yaya, she would eat fasoya. Oti fasoya pu ihe. A green beans, Yankee beans, κουκιά, φακί, ό,τι να είναι. Και να μου σε λέω κλανιές που ήρθαν από την γυναίκα. I mean, the wallpaper would come off the wall for me. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And even the dog, we had a dog, Hercules, he couldn't handle the smell anymore, for God's sakes. So, you know, for us, it was always, you know, the fakir was number one. But I love pasoya. I could eat pasoya night and day. And I, too, have a bad problem with gas, to be quite honest with you. But the feta, I mean, I'll eat anything. So, for example, when I was a child, I love and still do love eating ñala. I love eating ñala, sautéed brains, okay? But you don't give it to a child to take to school for lunch. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to sit there and have your friends, what the hell are you eating? You're going, I can't tell them. So I remember looking at this package that my mom put together, and I'd have to go to the teacher's lounge, and I said, I'm sorry, can I eat in here? I just got to eat these brains or kidneys. You know, what is it? Nephra? I think kidneys are called nephra.
Nephra.
Is that what it is? Nephra. So I would, yeah, my mother would cook them like for hours and then slice them up, put lavi, a little alati que piperi. Oh, what a beautiful meal. Corta. I can eat corta until the cows come home. For me, corta and some, you know, escordalla, the ligaki, I don't know if you had the little fish, it's, oye, sardelas, al, what do you call it?
Bacallaro.
The smelts. Oye, bacallaro, the smelts, the micra, micra, where they fry up, and I love eating them. Is it a small little fish?
Yes.
You can fry them. We call them minnows. Yeah. And to me, delicious. I could eat a Greek Mediterranean diet all day long. To me, it doesn't matter. The hell with, you know, cornflakes, get cereal, get peanut butter, get jelly, all of that, forget about it. When I'm telling you, you give me a diet, how do you think I got to be 6'2" and I got up this big one time at 325 pounds eating that fight? So now I've lost a lot of weight and I wound up sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, but you can eat healthy. But my yaya, the way she would cook, oh, she would cook, and I'm talking moussakades, pastizo, dolmades. She had that. And the funny thing is, she made me go into the neighbor's yard and pick the actual leaves from the tree so I would get in trouble. She didn't want to get in trouble. And I would pick the leaves so she could make dolmades. I would go ahead and pick the corta in the yard. I would have to do it, so she didn't get in trouble. So for me, it was pretty funny to be able to do that.
Now let me ask you the following: υπάρχει κάποιο ανέκδοτο, Βασίλη, ή αστείο που πάντα σε κάνει εσένα και τον κόσμο να γελάτε, ακόμη και αν το έχεις πει χιλιάδες φορές? Is there a joke or funny story that always makes you and the audience laugh, even though you may have said this story thousands of times?
Okay. Oh, absolutely, Sammy. Come on. If it's funny, it's funny. It doesn't matter. The thing is, if people laugh at it, and I think of the situation that you're in, how many times have you been caught doing something by your yaya, your papu? And, I mean, to this day, My pet name, you know they call you Sammy, they call you a little pet name, Vasili, Vasilaki. My name was Kazop Rama. That was my pet name. You know, it's not easy going through life known as the Kazop Rama. The other one was Plasma. I'm a thing. Plasma. I was like, really? I'm a thing? I'm not even a human being. John Teras Tetrapodo. I mean, they would call me every name in the world except for my real name. When they finally called me by my real name, I had no idea who the hell they were talking about, to be quite honest with you. So for me, I would laugh because my grandmother, you know, that's the way she was. Yaya o papus que toribio o papus. You know, he would say things and do things to me that were hysterical. But there, and it makes me laugh, you know, and I see how the audience, and sometimes the audience will say something, and that's the interactive aspect. I mean, when you can go into the audience and you say it in Greek and you say it in English, or maybe I said something I'm not put up, and someone comes back to me, hey, I get entertained too. Because I love being on stage, and that's the whole thing, Sammy. When you can be on stage and be one with the audience, I don't care if they're Greek, if they're non-Greek, if they're Xeni in the Greek show, let them come because I love it. And I've been so blessed to do. Listen, I could have been a Vikivorotora, and I'm doing this. What would you rather be? Would you rather have your own show on SBS with, you know, the Femi Hour, or would you wind up being something serious? You want to have fun in life. Life is way, way, way too short to go ahead and do something that you consider work. I consider this play, and I am so blessed to be able to do it, Femi. O Theos είναι καλός.
Λοιπόν, I'm still at SBS, and my job is to ask question, and this is my next question now. Βασίλη, ποιο είναι το πιο περίεργο ή αμήχανο περιστατικό που σου έχει συμβεί πάνω στη σκηνή? What is the strangest or most awkward thing that has ever happened to you on stage?
Oh, wow. Okay. So in the beginning of my regular show that I do, my American general audience show, I dress up like a hoodlum, almost like a gang biker, you know, with the leather jacket and everything. And when I do that, I smoke a cigarette down really quick, and then I blow fire out of my mouth. And when I blow fire out of my mouth, I light up my hands, you know, sleight of hand, I light up my hands, I light up my hand, and I blow this 7-foot arc of flame. So when I did that, I didn't realize that I was just underneath this air conditioning vent. And at the same time I try to blow the fire began and started catching on fire, and the vent started at the same exact time. And it threw the fukya on me. And I burned some hair. I burnt my eyelashes. And I just sat there. I'm like, what an embarrassment. But the people laughed at it. I'm like, that wasn't really part of the show. But there are times when you just sit back and you have to laugh at yourself. If something goes wrong, you can do one of two things, Demi. You can A, try and cover it up where everyone knows you made a mistake or something got screwed up. Or you can turn back and just laugh at yourself because of something. I would rather just laugh at myself because I'm human. Everyone's human. I'm not Superman. I'm just a guy who wants to have fun on stage, and if the people can see you're having fun, they're having fun too, Tony. And that's the big thing. So it doesn't matter. You have to have the ability to laugh at yourself. And if you, how many serious people do you know that die of a heart attack because they take everything so, you know, so seriously? I'm not like that. Life is too short. I don't care if you're a yaya, papu. I don't care if you're a xeno, an elina, oti naine. You have to be able to laugh at yourself, even if things go a little bit crazy.
One more question, please. Vasily,
give me anything.
One more question. Vasily, πώς αντιμετωπίζεις,
sure.
Πώς αντιμετωπίζεις κάποιον θεατή που προσπαθεί να σε ανταγωνιστεί στο χιούμορ, στα αστεία? How do you deal with an audience member who tries to compete with you in a sense, with your humor, or even to challenge you?
Listen, they're there to be entertained. There's a reason why they bought tickets. They want to be entertained. You know, Sammy, I'm going to be real honest with you. One of the most touching things, I have three huge, very, very large folders of people who would write to me and say, thank you for making us laugh. We just lost our son. Thank you for making me laugh. I just lost my wife, and you're the first thing I had the opportunity to laugh with. You have to be able to count your blessings and to literally go ahead and, you know, to enjoy what you do. And to really go out there and enjoy yourself in a way that, you know, these folders that I have, I read them once in a while. And my assistant, and I'm talking hundreds of letters, maybe emails that I print out or whatever. And of all the years I've been doing the Growing Up Greek in America show, that series, I only have 6 letters that would tell me, oh, trophy, trophy, trophy. I said, for what? You know, you shouldn't tease the Greeks the way we are. if you take yourself that seriously, you got to be able to take a step back and laugh at yourself and be blessed with the, you know, the gifts that Orfeos gave you, and to do that. And the only way to do it, not that I'm a, and I'm sorry for the noise on Suipa, I'm in the middle of an aerodromio here. You know, and thank you for letting me speak most of this in English, because on Suipa, and I'm a little bit frightened. So anyway, that's the whole thing. I think blessed to doing what I do, and you know, and it makes me feel good. It makes my heart feel good. I had a woman one time who called me up, and she goes, "Basil, I need to talk to Basil." I answer my own phones when I'm at Grafio, and I go, "This is Basil." She goes, "Oh my God." And she started crying. I said, "Yeah, about this, you know." And she goes, "You need that mufetana." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Well, I got to tell you, she loved you so much that she died 3 days ago." And I go, "I'm so sorry." She goes, "No, she was dead for 3 days. And the only thing she was watching was your Basil DVD. And when it would stop, it would start over again. So for days, my DVD was playing, and she died from watching my video. It made me feel good, but I also thought I was going to get sued because I killed the poor woman. So I was a little bit frightened. There was another time where a man literally told me that he had, a man called me up. He said his father has Alzheimer's. And I said, "I'm so sorry." He goes, "But you know what? He can't remember my name. He can't remember anything, but he remembers you and what." He says, "Put on the Basil DVD." And after a while, he says, "Basil, he must have watched it hundreds of times." And it was the same one. It was the Boston video. I'll never forget. And after that, he didn't remember his son's name, but he looked at his son while he was watching my video. And it was as if he was watching it the first time, Debbie. And he looks at his son, he goes, "You know, you think he changed his shirt once in a while."
Vasily,
the same video. And to me, that was hysterical.
Vasily, it's always a pleasure to have you on our radio show. We're looking forward to welcoming you once again in Australia. Thank you very much for the time you gave us today.
Sammy, I want to thank you all. And for those of you listening, please go to bmentertainment.com.au. You'll see all the cities. Sammy, do I have a second to name all the cities that I'm going to be at?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to wind up being in Fairy Meadows. I'm going to also be in Belmore. I'm going to be at, at Preston's. And also at, it's Preston's in New South Wales. I'm going to be in Hurstville. I'm going to be in Epping. I'm going to be in, in Sunshine, Victoria. I'm going to be in, some of these places I've never heard before. Geelong, I told you. There's Wamberal. Have you ever heard of Wamberal?
Yes, I have.
Or Wamberal?
Yes, I have.
Okay, Wamberal. I know. Sorry, Brisbane, Bulleen, Fullerton. So, listen, it's parts of throughout Melbourne, Sydney, South Australia, where I'm going to be over in Adelaide. And then don't forget, I'm going to be in Brisbane because I love the club there in Brisbane. I love all the clubs I'm playing. But, Sammy, I want to thank you so much for having me back on SD. It's always an honor and a treat to be with you. Ευχαριστώ, φίλε, και θα τα πούμε.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.